From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. An Alaska Airlines pilot is suing the company under Washington State's anti-discrimination law, claiming its response was inadequate after she says she was drugged and raped by a colleague during a Minneapolis stopover last June. Seattle Times reports Betty Pena filed the lawsuit Wednesday in King County Superior Court. Alaska spokeswoman Bobby Egan said the airline continues investigating and takes the allegations seriously. Pena alleges that she was serving as a co-pilot and blacked out after the captain gave her wine at a hotel lounge. She says she later woke up naked from the waist down in a room with him. Associated Press generally doesn't name people who say they're victims of sex crimes, but Pena has spoken publicly about her case. The civic board that governs Juneau's swimming pools will not be dissolved in May when its three-year charter expires. It'll continue to function through July 2019 while alternative governance models are studied. The Aquatics Board was created following a 2015 ballot measure. At the time, the downtown pool faced closure. City Manager Rory Watt said at a Juneau Assembly Committee meeting Wednesday that they'll eventually have to decide on a long-term strategy.
I don't object to extending the current model for a year, but I do have to point out that it's not a great model, and it really is not tenable over the long run.
The Aquatics Board was never able to hire and fire its own staff director and relies on Parks and Recreation and aquatics directors hired by the city manager's office.
There is a little bit of, I'm just going to say, organizational tension there. That's a difficult model without a clear line of authority.
The Aquatics Board appealed to the Assembly on Monday to allow it to hire its own director independent of the city manager's office and also suggested the city consider third parties to run the pools. Assembly member Jesse Keel was against that idea. So was Lauren Jones, who pushed to take contracting the pools out off of the table.
I just really think that we want to avoid months and months of emails and controversy and fear among the public that we're going to go to some agency outside of Juneau to run the pools. I think we should eliminate it now.
But Keel and Jones were overruled. The Assembly didn't act on any of the Aquatics Board's suggestions. Wrangell has declared a water emergency. City officials say the southeast community has about 1 month of supply left, so they're asking residents to cut way back on use. Those conservation measures and more rainfall could solve the problem. Time has run out for one of the last remaining Blockbuster video stores in the U.S. The general manager of the Alaska Blockbuster in North Pole said the store will close in April. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that there will be four remaining Blockbuster stores. And taking a look at weather, 43 degrees and overcast right now at Juneau International Airport. Weather this afternoon, patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 31, calm wind becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour after midnight.